Hi everyone, I'm Mo Perkins and today I'm talking with Monet of Universal Coaching Systems, and she's also the creator of Life Coach Office. Monet is an online coach and entrepreneur who lives in Australia and works with clients all over the world. I first started following Monet's blog and using her tools, must be around 5 years ago. But about 12 months ago, I started working more closely with Monet, and she's helped me to realize the dream that I've had of creating a workbook and an online course. I've actually done it. Thank you to Monet. So Monet is an awesome coach, a warm and inspiring woman, and it's my absolute pleasure to say, welcome, Monet. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mo, so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Monet, could you start by telling us a little more about what you do and how long you've been in business? And maybe tell us a little bit about Life Coach Office too.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll start from the beginning. I started with an IT degree, and about 2006, I decided, oh man, I need a change in my life. So I studied life coaching. And that's when I started my first part-time life coaching business. And it was amazing. But needless to say, I had to go through a couple of niches before I found my calling, as you say. And I think one of the catalysts to that was sort of on the side while I was working part-time in coaching and part-time in IT career, I launched my first information product. And that was a little kit with 12 templates that just helped coaches with their clients and sort of get started in, you know, in that client management process in those early days. And then I kind of forgot about it and went on holiday with my husband in Uruguay. And that thing was making money. It wasn't a lot, but it was passive income. And I, you know, was a big fan of Rich Dad, Poor Dad back in those days and the asset columns and everything. I'm like, woohoo, I have passive income. So that like was a light bulb moment for me, really. But it wasn't until about 2012 when I actually started when coaches were starting to approach me and say, Monet, I really want to do what you're doing there. Can you teach me? And that's when Universal Coaching Systems really was formed in the format that it's in now. And so I still sell the templates that people can just buy and start using in their coaching business. I think, Mo, I think that's how you might maybe got started with me too. And then Life Coach Office was born because somebody, you know, said, Monet, I love your tools. Can you do an online version? So I'm like, yeah, sure. And I started doing that. And then, the course to help other coaches develop their products just kind of was a natural evolution from there. So kind of a long answer. How's that?
That's a great answer, and it's interesting to hear your journey. And I just want to add that in actual fact, I think when I was reading one of your early blogs, you were the first person who I came across who coined the phrase of making money while you sleep. You know, and I thought, I want to do some of that. It was a few years later that I actually got on board, but that's where I first heard it.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think of you as a successful coach and entrepreneur. But what's your personal definition of success?
I think that is an awesome question, Mo. And really for me, success is if you have the lifestyle you want. Mm-hmm. Because you can always make more money, you can always have more clients, you can always, you know, have more in your life. But I think that the most important thing that we can do as humans on this planet is to enjoy each day. And it might sound a bit cheesy or whatever to say that, but it's so true. The second that I started focusing on just making my day-to-day existence happy and started to get creative in how I could get the things I wanted in my life was really when my life started to change, and my business too, actually.
Yeah, that's brilliant. I mean, I think success is different for everyone, isn't it? But I think for a lot of us as coaches or therapists, it certainly isn't all about making the money, is it? It's much wider than that, yeah.
It's like money is just kind of a measure of so that to kind of keep you getting to that next level. That's kind of how I look at it. So, you know, you have this next financial level, and then that's going to help you transform yourself and your personal development to the next level. But it's not really a measure of how successful you are as a person, in my mind anyway.
I agree. So we've talked about your personal idea of success, but what I'd really like to know is what's your biggest challenge in your business right now?
Great. Very relevant for me right now, because at the moment I'm about to launch this big course, as you know, and my biggest challenge over probably the last 2 years has been, everybody's been saying, Vinay, you're running an online business, you've got to get yourself on video, you've got to get, you know, yourself out there. And I've been terrified of it. So that has been my biggest challenge. And I have spent the whole week making videos this week, and it's terrifying.
And I've seen those videos, and I can say you've totally smashed it, Vinay.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what it is, but we all have our fears, and this was my big one. I've been procrastinating on it, but I know it's what's holding me back. You know, what was holding me back to getting to my next level. So I'm just like going for it full on and just saying, we're just going to, you know, feel the fear and do it anyway. That's what we're doing.
And I think that's one of the great things about being a coach or a therapist, isn't it? To be able to show that you can overcome your own challenges. You know, you're not just asking other people to do that, but you actually can demonstrate that you do that as well. So I think that's great.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, you've got to walk the talk. You've got to practice what you preach. Otherwise, you're a fraud, basically.
I think so. I call it being an authentic practitioner, you know?
Oh, I like that, Mo. Authentic practitioner. Yeah.
So as you know, Vinay, I'm active in both coaching and counselling circles, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, because this is something that, you know, does get debated with counsellors quite a lot, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on the differences and the similarities between coaching and counselling.
Oh, well, I think my answer to this one is going to be a bit one-sided, because I've actually never experienced counseling I've never worked with a counselor myself, so I can't really comment on it from the end user's perspective. But I can say that for me, the coaching approach is, and I'm probably a bit biased towards the coaching approach, but I love how it's so goal-orientated. So, you know, the client says, you know, this is what I want to be able to achieve. And then the coach, you know, and sometimes it mixes in with mentoring, helps them overcome the obstacles that they need to overcome to achieve that, and also gives them the steps they need to take and the actions they need to take to achieve that goal. So I would say for me, coaching is really goal orientated, and that's what I really love about coaching. I don't really have the same foundation for counseling, so I'm just going to stay away from that one, if that's okay.
that's absolutely fine. I mean, I really hear what you're saying. I think, to me, there's a huge overlap between coaching and counselling. You know, I heard counselling described the other day as nodding therapy, you know, and I've got to say that is something I've never done as a therapist. I've never been a nodding therapist. I've always been quite dynamic and proactive. And so my style is almost like a hybrid, I would say, between coaching and counselling.
Yeah, and I think the work that you do and that mesh is just fabulous. I mean, I'm a big fan of your work. So.
Oh, thank you, Vinay. Many counsellors are generalists. You know, maybe you could say jack of all trades, or you could say that, you know, they've got a very, very broad client base. But I know you believe it's important to identify your niche. Could you say more about why you feel it's so important?
Absolutely, yeah. And coaches, counselors, I think this is one similarity that, you know, as business owners, they definitely share. And I think that coaches specifically are terrified of claiming one space and saying no to other opportunities. And what that does is they're, you know, relatively good across lots of subjects if they're a good coach. But what happens is they're never expert at one thing. They're never the go-to coach for X problem. And so not only, I think, does that harm the coach in their expertise level, but I think that it also makes their business a whole lot harder to market. Because if you're helping everybody, then you have to market to everyone, and you can waste a lot of money, you know. But when you have that laser focus, it's really easy to know who you're trying to sell to, who you need to be in front of. So, I think niches are just so essential so that you can become that go-to coach or counselor in this case.
Yeah, and definitely when you come to creating something, you need to know who you're going to create it for, don't you? That's absolutely vital.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, can I mention, because I know when we started working together, you were... I think you've honed your focus a little, you know, quite a bit in the last year. And I think that, like, looking at your new website, it's just amazing. It's so clear, you know, who your ideal client is, what your expertise is. And I just love that. It's so strong.
Thank you. I mean, as you know from dealing with me, I'm a person who likes to have a finger in several pies.
But
certainly when it comes down to creating your products, you have to be focused. You have to know what you're doing. I certainly, you know, learned that from you and sort of believe that motto, really. I mean, I really think of you as you are an expert in helping people to create products. So could you give three reasons, more reasons if you want to, about why you feel that all coaches and therapists working for themselves need to have their own products?
Okay, well, I actually do have three reasons. The first one is that you actually have something very tangible that you can sell. A lot of life coaches, when they come out of school, they're taught to just sell coaching sessions or blocks of coaching sessions, you know, or packs of six. And it's like, well, what problem are we going to solve? And it's like, oh, you can bring anything to the table because my coaching tools will help you fix anything. And there, you know, there's some truth to that, but it's a hard sell. You know, it's like selling air. But when you rock up with a, you know, workbook that says, okay, this is how you solve this problem, and here are all the steps, and this is your homework I'm going to give you, and then we're going to use the sessions to flesh everything out in a whole lot more depth, then clients are all of a sudden like, wow, okay, I know exactly what I'm getting, and this person knows their stuff. So that's the first thing, is that products give you something really tangible to sell. It makes your job in selling a whole lot easier. Mm-hmm. I don't know about if what you think about that, but yeah, like coaches and possibly therapists, probably not necessarily known for being the best salespeople. So any little thing like that helps. And holding something in your hands, you know, is really helpful. So the other thing is, I know that when you have something like a workbook, or you have a, you know, you've mapped out your signature coaching program, and you've turned that into a series of PowerPoint presentations that you can, you know, give online or face to face, that you're all of a sudden, you know, ready for opportunities to come to you. Mm-hmm. So I have there was a client in a couple of groups ago that I ran, and he used his workbook, and he was talking at a conference, and they asked him, oh, do you have anything you could give to the participants as a little bit of a, you know, part of the conference pack? So he threw in his, you know, highly valuable workbook that I think he was charging $150 for or something. And then he spoke at the talk, and he got so many clients because that was such a transformational workbook, and then followed up with him talking. So, you know, if he didn't have that product, he wouldn't have had that opportunity. So I think that's what I'm trying to get across.
Yeah, that's really, really, yeah, really true. People like to be able to give their money to something tangible, don't they?
Yeah. And then just having these things up your sleeve, like, you're ready to go. So, you know, like, you had this person ask you to do this workshop the other day, and you've got all the material already because you've mapped out your online program. You just have to turn it into a 2-day workshop. I mean, how awesome is that? It's like, you don't have to freak out because you're done. You know, you thought it through, what your specialty is, and it just helps you say yes and no a lot faster and easier. Okay, so that's another one, is flexible. It gives you more flexibility and exposes you to more opportunity that, you know, you may not have without products. And then the last one is, like, once you write a workbook or you do design all your slides for your online course, you are an expert in a different level than you are before you do that. You know, I wrote a 168-page workbook, and you feel that. You feel a lot more confident because you're like, wow, I did that, and now I really do know my stuff, and you can look at it and see. So it really takes your expertise to a whole other level. And I think sometimes people need to be forced to do a product like that to actually become that expert, because without it, they'll just kind of be a bit lazy and won't ever really get it done.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant, brilliant answer. You mentioned workbook, and also you mentioned a signature coaching program. I wonder if you'd just say a little bit about what you mean by a signature coaching program.
Yes. Okay. So the signature coaching program is like the overarching umbrella that defines your scope as a practitioner. So all of the topics that are within your signature coaching program are the things that you will teach and coach and mentor people on. And any topic outside of that, you say no to. So it's your coaching scope. And if you think about like all of the big, some of the big gurus, you know, I follow a lot of different ones, but like Tony Robbins, everybody knows Tony Robbins. You know, he's got his Date with Destiny. That's his signature coaching program. He actually has been around long enough that he actually has a couple of signature coaching programs. Anyway, so the signature coaching program is like this high level outline of your coaching scope, and then you can turn it into products. Like Tony Robbins turned his Date with Destiny into this, you know, week or 3-day retreat thing that he runs all over the world. But, you know, you can also make it into a CD set, and you can make it into workbooks, and you can chop up your signature coaching program into all sorts of different products, which
absolutely
is why
brilliant.
It's kind of that foundation.
Brilliant. You've mentioned products as you've been just discussing Signature Coaching Program, but could you just tell us in a kind of a nutshell what you think are the main products that everyone needs to be able to offer?
Yeah, sure. You need a freebie, and that's basically just a free thing to give away on your website to attract people to your email list. Because these days, you know, you have to have an email list to be able to communicate with prospects in an automated way. And it's all really a numbers game. So you need that freebie. And that's basically just a little teaser thing to start to introduce you and to initiate that rapport building process with your new prospect. So freebie is definitely one. And I think you need an information product, and that's kind of that passive income opportunity that you can just have on your website and, you know, set up all the marketing stuff around it and let that be ticking over so you can have a passive income stream. And that, my favorite is definitely workbooks. And I prefer them over ebooks because they're, you know, you write a little bit of text introducing the concept and then you hand over to the client and just give them some really awesome questions so that they do the work and come to their own conclusions. I really love that kind of work, and I think the clients like it too. They actually do it. So workbooks, and then some sort of a course or training. I know some people prefer, say, retreats or face-to-face trainings as opposed to online courses, but I think you do the material and you can deliver it any which way you want. I think those are the three that I would recommend.
That's absolutely brilliant. And I remember one of the things that you said, you know, to us when I was on your course is about how a workbook becomes all about the reader, if you like, all about the user, as opposed to mm-hmm. an ebook. They're on sort of on the outside just reading, aren't they, and taking in the content. But a workbook becomes all about them as well.
Yeah, I love work because it's a guided process to help them experience a transformation. And if you approach your workbook with that mindset, I'm getting goosebumps. I know this is good. If you approach your workbook with that mindset, then like you really can make magic in the world and put your gifts and your expertise out there in a really cool way. And the other good thing about workbooks is usually they're a lower cost product than, you know, say doing a course or doing VIP kind of coaching with you. So they're a fabulous entry point for somebody who just kind of wants to do a little bit of a sample before they make a bigger investment.
Yeah, brilliant. Good system to have, I think, those products in place. And also one sort of leads into the other, doesn't it? And
once you
start the first one, it's easier to do the next one.
So, yeah, for sure.
Now, I know you've got an exciting new course that you're in the process of launching right now. Tell us more about that, Benay.
Well, the course I'm about to launch is the Next Generation Product Development for Coaches program. And I'm calling, because that's such a mouthful, I like literal names, but I'm calling it Next Gen 8. This is the 8th time I've run it. And it basically is a game-changing online course and community to help coaches break through their procrastination on creating their first products and actually get some products, you know, out the door on their website in the next 6 months.
Yeah, say more.
Say more. Well, there's so much to it. I'm going to be running it a little bit differently. It's a whole lot of online stuff. And of course, I'm using my Life Coach Office platform to deliver it. So any coaches who are thinking about using Life Coach Office get to experience it as a client, which is kind of cool. And then this one's going to have a lot of live calls, 2 a month to focus on the core topics, for, you know, that we're going through during that time. So people can come in and ask their questions, and then I'll answer them live. And so that'll be really cool. And then we're starting to get this really awesome Facebook community. It's a private community just for my students. But it's really great. You've been really active in there, Mo, and it's starting to have some really good energy in there. So that's like a daily thing. People post questions and share inspiration and that kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to participating in that a whole lot more.
I'm going to say I really, really love the Facebook group. I mean, I am, you know, fairly active in it, and I've just learned so much. It's such a great connection. A few years ago, I was in a group called BNI, you know, Business Networking International. And uh-huh. One of the things that I got most from that was the mixing with other business people. You know, uh-huh. as a therapist, being able to mix with plumbers and mortgage advisors. Yeah,
that's but funny. I was in the BNI chapter too. Sorry, just throw that in there.
But one of the things I really get about get from the Facebook group is being able to mix with coaches with different niches, with different, you know, coming from obviously different parts of the world, different ideas. I just find it so, so enriching, and there's so much advice and information on there. And, you know, you share so freely. I just find the Facebook group absolutely fantastic.
And, yeah, I love it too.
Yeah. And Next Gen 8, you know, I'm eagerly watching the launch videos and everything, and I can certainly say it works. You know, it does what it says on the tin, because you took me from having no products, having a lot of experience, yes, but no products, to having, you know, a freebie, a workbook, an online course. I have all those up and you know, they're all launched now. So that was due to Next Gen 6, wasn't it? And, and now it's going to be Next Gen 8.
That's right.
Brilliant. It works. If I can do it, anyone listening to this can do it.
Mo, you're an awesome student. You're like so dedicated.
Thank you. Before we finish, Binay, is there anything more you'd like to add?
No, I saw that question and I'm like, no, I think we've covered everything. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, it's been absolutely great talking to you. It's been an awesome interview, and I love the fact that I threw in a few maybe unexpected questions, and you know, you were there ready with the answers. So thank you, Binay. It's been really great talking with you and hearing more about your secrets to success and your thoughts of how more of us can make a difference to more people and have a great work-life balance at the same time. So listeners, to find out more about Binay and to get on board with her Next Gen Product Development Course 8, check out Binay's website at www.universalcoachingsystems.com. And in fact, very soon I'll be putting up an icon right next in the sidebar of this post, and you'll be able to jump right to it from there. So read the great reviews of Benet's work. You'll see a review from me too. Email Ben if you have any questions, and get ready to make a difference and have the business that you've dreamed of. If you have any thoughts or questions about our discussion today, be sure to leave a comment. So it's goodbye from Mo. Let's make a difference.